View this particular live stream. I am your host, Arshon McAway. Excuse me, YouTube. My bad. Hold on. We getting a little too comfortable here. Y'all bear with me real quickly. There we go. So we getting too comfortable not getting it together now. All right. So if you tuned in, we are talking about how hard it is to accept help. Why do we make it hard to accept help? There's a lot of us that need help. And I'm not talking about like a mental breakdown of help. I'm talking about help in general. You know, help getting to the next step. Help trying to understand what this life is about. Not all of us got it together. And from my understanding, we never will. Because it's a forever changing process in life. It forever changes on the notion of what type of help you need. You're going to run into all different challenges. Every challenge that you run into is just going to be a different theory, a different outcome. So, you know, why make it difficult for yourself that when help is on the way, accept the help? You know, Facebook doing it to me again. You guys bear with me. I don't know why Facebook, if y'all can just leave me be, right? And let me just do my thing. I promise you the people are going to be all right. Y'all bear with me real quickly while I curse Facebook out and tell them to put my live stream up because I can live stream as many times as I want to. And let me fix this camera for YouTube. Because I'm looking crooked, and I don't like that. So y'all bear with me real quickly. Let me figure it out. In uninteresting news, I see that the news is everywhere. Jeezy is getting a divorce. I don't know why y'all like talking about people's divorces. It's nothing fun about it. It's not interesting. It's depressing. It's damn near heartbreaking. Let me do this. No, I need to bring you down. All right. YouTube right there. Facebook. I'm concerned about this because I should be a professional at this by now. I like the way I'm looking on YouTube. I look shiny and bright. Facebook always making me look dim. What's wrong with y'all? Maybe I need to buy me a different phone. How about that? Uh-oh, I almost dropped my special drink. At any rate, today's topic, hard to accept help. Help is on the way. Let me talk about an example of how it was difficult for me to accept help. I used to go to people in my younger years, because I'm like 22 now. I used to go to people in my younger years and be like, hey, I'm trying to figure out how to do this in business, right? And they would say to me, well, how can I help you? And the first thing I would say was like, oh, I really don't know how. I had a hard time trying to figure out, like, what did I need help in? Because I was just trying to get the money. Like, there's something a person can help you with, like, meaning to the point, hey, can you help me fix a tire on my car? Okay, what do you need? I need a jack. I need the lug nut wrench thing, you know. Or I need some air, you know. So, you know, like, that's the help. The help isn't necessarily, I need $35,000. Sometimes the help is, hey, can you just point me in the right direction? Can you give me... like, tell me how you got out of your circumstance, because that's the help that I need. And a lot of times what I was going for was I need help financially. And then when somebody had made the offer to help me financially, I didn't have a number. I remember very clearly and definitively when I was talking with Helena Gaddison and her husband, Tony Gaddison, I was telling them about my situation. And I was telling them the hurdles I was facing living up here in Northwest Arkansas. And truth be told, they knew what I was going up against financially. So they invited me over to their home. We had dinner. It was a great time, great conversation. Forever indebted to Helena and Tony Gaddison. And they gave me an envelope with a check inside, and they told me, don't spend it all in one place. I never forget it. I thought people like that did not exist. Same thing happened with John Tyson, great friend of mine. Owns Tyson's Chicken. Same thing. Had dinner with him. Me and him used to hang out every Tuesday and Thursday at Smokey Bones. Telling him my situation, telling him what my problem was. Calls me up to his home headquarters, gives me an envelope, says the same thing. Don't spend it all in one place. And back then, when I met them, I didn't make it hard for me to accept help. I figured out what my number was and what I needed, but a lot of times it wasn't about money. It was actually like, hey, I need a resource. I need a person that does this so I can pay them to do that. So a lot of times what I needed help in was connecting with the right people who I could pay to help me get to the next level. Which is why I keep on telling you guys, if you want to be famous, there's no problem. Go hire you a publicist. If you want to be on television, go get you an agent. These people have the connections, i.e. the resources, for you to get to where you need to be. You guys have seen plenty of times. Talk to my agent, talk to my publicist. When I did that Car-Mart commercial, my agent contacted me and said, hey, do you want to do a commercial for Car-Mart? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, they're going to pay you and you're going to get residuals. That means that every time they play that commercial, every time they play my voice, I get paid. So a lot of times what you think you need help in, you're thinking is money. Oh, I need $250,000. For what? For what exactly? Tell me, give me a great enough reason that you need $250,000 to help your situation, because all you're going to do is just spend it. You probably won't even pay your first bill with it. You're probably going to go buy something with it that you don't need. If you ever wonder where all your money is, look around you. Look at what you got. Look at your phone. Look at your car. Look where you're living. Look what's in it. Look what's around you. Look at your bills. Look at your expenses. That's where your money is going. So when a lot of people say, when you ask people for help and they start asking you questions on why you need help, like what you're spending your money on, you feel like it's intrusive. You're being all invasive, all in my business. Like, no, I want to know what you're doing with your money, because why do you need X amount of money if you're a working person? So we make it hard for ourselves to accept help. And help is on the way. It's just that it's not coming the way you want it to come, but it's coming. You're going to always hear people tell you, oh, don't worry about the money. It's going to come, because they're right. Now, when it comes to you, here's the task at hand. When it comes to you, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do when the money does come? Because if you can't manage $100 in a week, if you can't manage $10 in a day, then what's going to happen when you receive $100,000? What's the first thing that you're going to do? You're going to go buy you a fancy car? And then when you go buy that fancy car, who's paying attention to you? I mean, really think about it. Really think about it. Most people that are rich and they get a fancy car, they're putting it in a car show because people like to admire it. The other people who buy a fancy car, they're buying the car to get the attention, and they don't even really get the attention. So what's the reason you want something fancy? What's the reason you want a mansion? What's the reason why you want a big bank account? Because in today's time, even if you do have millions of dollars, you can't just sit on it. You have to spend it. If you were to save your money every day and never buy anything, you and other people will lock up the economy because you two are hoarding all the finances. So let's just say somebody never wanted to spend like $500 billion, and there was like 15 other people that did the same thing. Well, the money's not circulating. So you have to spend it, but what are you spending your money on? That's why a lot of times when people become rich, they become investors. They start putting the money back into people. Because the economy has to get moving. You want to make sure people are busy and working so they won't be stealing from each other. I've told you guys this before. I need to see you doing well so I don't have to look over my shoulder. Because what I got, I don't need you trying to take it from me because I'm working for mine. But since I'm doing well and I got a smile on my face, you want to stop me from smiling and being happy because you're not where you want to be. All because you're not focused. All because you haven't accepted the help. You turned down the help or you didn't know how to receive it. You guys have to learn how to receive help. All of us need help. And a lot of times it's not monetary. It's just advice. It's a suggestion. It's maybe being dropped off to a location, being picked up from one. It's just help. That's all that it is. It doesn't say that you're a bad person. It doesn't make you less than. It's just help to get you to the next step. You're going to always hear people tell you, take it one day at a time. Just one day at a time, because that's all you can do. And the reason why people tell you that is because you don't know what tomorrow has for you. Tomorrow could be your ass whooping and you don't even know it. You're just minding your business and somebody mad at you because you got a taillight out. And that's for the police to make that determination. They get out and they whoop your ass and you like, I didn't see this coming. And you thinking you put on your turn signal and it's blinking in the car, it's blinking real fast, but you're not realizing that, oh, that means that the light is out. And the person behind you is upset with you because you didn't put on your turn signal and you did, but you hear it flashing real fast. That means that it's out and they kicked your ass and you couldn't wait to see tomorrow and realizing that you just got your ass kicked. Now you're asking why. You're asking for help. Well, help is on the way, right? So don't be so anxious for tomorrow. Stay in today. Enjoy today. Enjoy your time. Enjoy people around you because you don't know. You just simply don't know. And when the help does come, say thank you at least. You guys are so rude. You know, people, like, to be honest with you and extremely frank, people, they don't have to do anything for you. They choose to out of the kindness of their heart. But no one has to do anything for you. And you can't try to pin the Bible on everybody. A lot of people don't even want to be bothered with it. But for the most part, they don't want to waste their time. So if you don't make the best efforts for yourself to help yourself, then a lot of other people don't see what you see in yourself. They want to see you help yourself. You know how deeply and desperately I just want to ask my whole entire family to do something for me? And I go, well, I put myself in this predicament. Let me help myself first. And when they see me helping myself, they go, you need help lifting that? Yeah, I do. All right. On the count of three. One, two, three, lift. A lot of times we create our own problems, but a lot of times we have the contrast of problems to make us tougher, make us smarter, make us wiser, give us the experience. And you have to understand that that's all that that is. It's just a test. It's a test to see if you're going to give up. I had one of the strongest tests in my life thus far, and I could have lost it. But what I do, I was being quiet about it. I was thinking through it, was talking to God. I even went into a deep space and channeled my meditation and go, God, like, what's going on? Why am I here? And I'm just sitting in silence. I'm sitting in darkness. And I go, oh, okay. I'm not here for me the way I think I am. I'm here to help somebody. And that's exactly what I did. You know. But we're going to talk about that stream one day. It's going to be called The Lion's Den. I'm going to get it together. And I'll talk to you guys about the three gentlemen, the three horsemen, so to speak. I'll talk to you guys about that, The Lion's Den. And we'll keep it at a minimum. Probably be like a 15, 30-minute podcast. But I greatly appreciate you guys. I just wanted to get on here real briefly and kind of just put this out there. It's just been on my heart lately that a lot of us just need to stay prayed up. And when people come into your life, appreciate them for that time. They're there for a reason. It's never any mistakes. It's never any mistakes. It's called a mistake because you didn't mean to do it, but it was supposed to happen at the time that it happened. No matter who you are and what you're going through, unfortunately, and deeply regrettably for me, it was supposed to happen to you, and you got to learn the lesson. There was a lesson in it, and you need to figure out what it was. Like, oh, what was the lesson in that? Yep, I got it. I know the lesson now. So again, to those of you going to catch on the replay, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. I am your host, Darshawn McAway. I deeply appreciate you guys. And I hope that you guys truly reach your heart's desires. I hope that God bless you more than abundantly and widen your boundaries and your perspective life with yourself and with your family. And when you go out here and live this life the best way that you know how, do the right thing, stay cautious, keep your head on a swivel. And if you see somebody that needs help, tell them it's okay. Help is on the way. Catch y'all later. Peace.